Good morning. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. We count it a privilege and honor this morning to spend a little time with you this Lord's Day. We're glad that God has given us the health, the strength, provided the conditions and the opportunity this morning. And it's our prayer that this morning finds you well and up and about and making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord. We'd certainly invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel this morning. If you don't have a place to go, we'd be welcome you there. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m. Worship follows at 11. Wednesday evening, we meet for an adult Bible study and a youth service. We'd invite you for that. And next Sunday morning, if the Lord tarries and allows us to journey that much further on, we'll awake to another Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday morning. And we will be having a sunrise service at Baptist Chapel that starts at 6 a.m. There'll be breakfast following the service, and then, of course, our regular services that day. And so we'd invite you to join us for that. Your church may not have a sunrise service. You might be looking for one. I know there's others around and about. But you're more than welcome to join us at Baptist Chapel. That's 6 o'clock next Sunday morning on April 4th. So, the address there is 2019 Wayne Madison Road. We're there out of the Woodsdale community between Woodsdale and Trenton. If you're not familiar with the area, very easy to find, and we'd certainly, as we said, be glad to have you. We would invite you this morning to join us as we pray. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come this morning, God, to offer this time to you, Lord. Father God, the praise and the thanksgiving of our lips. And Father God, we feel so often, Lord, that which we've offered isn't sufficient, God. But Lord, I'm thankful this morning, God, that you offered the sacrifice that was sufficient. Lord, that you provided that which we'd have great need of this morning, Lord. Father God, and as the time has come once again, Father, to share the good news of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we know today, God, that we can do not. Lord, that we can do nothing without you today, Lord. Father God, we look to you this morning. Father, that we might lift up that holy name. Lord, that we might point souls. I'm at the Calvary this morning. Father God, we'd ask you today, Lord, how to bless your church. Father, wherever it is, how they gather and assemble this morning. Lord, wherever they lift up, how that precious blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you might sit amongst them today. Father God, that you might feed the little flocks, God. Lord, we look heavenward this morning. Father, under the hills from which cometh our help. Lord, we're looking, God, for revival. Father, not just a few nights. Meeting, not just a few nights of gathering. Patting one another on the back. But, oh, God, we long to see a revival, God. Father, a great awakening among your people. Father, I know this morning, God, the Word teaches us how you nailed, hide yourself to that cross. Lord, how you nailed our sins there. Father, this morning, I nailed the excuses there, God. Father, God, that people would be about your business before it's too late. Father, and with the awakening of your people from their slumber, and God, that we might see many souls added unto the church, God. Father, that we might see them delivered. I'm not from sin this morning. Father God, we're looking to you today. Hallelujah. And God, when we look at ourselves, Father, we only see weakness. But God, when we look to you this morning, we see and recognize that strength and power, Lord, that can change a life, convert a heart, Father, that's able this morning to turn our nation around from the sinful path that's chosen. God, oh God, we would ask you again this morning, Father, that you might touch them that have been put in the position to be the leaders of our country. Father God, we've heard the comments. We've seen the reactions. God, we recognize their heart is far from you today. Lord God, we pray this morning that you might turn them, that they'd seek divine wisdom. Father God, we'd ask you this morning again that you'd save our people. And God, them that don't know you in a free pardon of sin. And God, I know this morning how many have heard the gospel. How many this morning, God, have made promises, vows that they've yet to keep. God, we pray this morning that they might surrender before it's too late. God, bless the community that was touched by the tragedies on the highway. Father God, I know this morning you were able to comfort and succor them. But Lord, the pain is real. The suffering is great. Father, we ask on their behalf today. And Lord God, we'd ask you again this morning. Them that serve our country. Father, watch over and protect them, we pray. Father God, bless their little families this morning. Lord, we come to you again today. I'm blessed the reading and the teaching, the preaching of your holy word this morning. I go with us now, lead, guide, and direct. I'm bless your children, your church. I heal the sick, comfort the grieved. But God, more than anything, I save our people, God. Before it's too late, amen and amen. I'm going to turn and read a few verses out of the 9th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the 23rd verse. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. I'm always noticed that this morning. I'm not done reading, but see that, my friend, has appeared in the presence of God for us today. I'm blessed his sweet name this morning. I nor yet that he should offer himself often is. The high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others, but then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. This morning I want you to understand very clearly. Paul said over in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, find that third verse. He says Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Brother, I need you. How to bear with me just a moment. How to understand this morning. I know where in the Word of God, how does it say he died for my mistakes? I know where. How does it say he died for my indiscretion? I'm brother, my lapse of judgment. I'm brother, it doesn't say how that he died for infidelity and so on. I'm brother, he died for sin. I'm mine and yours this morning. I took him to the cross. I nailed him there. I'm brother, as the prophet said, I took upon himself our iniquity. I'm brother, he that knew no sin, I became sin. For you and I, all of the sins of all the world, I'm brother, saying, I ain't lost man like you heard me. I'm brother, this morning, I tell you the letters written unto the little children. I would that you sin not, John said. But when you sin, I'm brother, isn't that what it says? It doesn't say when you make a mistake. It said when you sin, you have an advocate with the Father. I'm brother, understand this morning, how that none are worthy of this great salvation. I'm brother, but thanks be unto God, who in his love and mercy I extended grace unto you and I. I'm back during the Christmas season. We talked a lot about the song. I'm brother, Ernie and his family sing. Our salvation has been brought down. I'm brother, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm brother, surely he was given to the earth. Surely this morning he was given to that birth and nativity in a manger in Bethlehem. I'm brother, but where he was sacrificed, where the price was paid, I was on Golgotha's hill, a place called Calvary, an old rugged cross. And brother, it's not a pretty sight. It's not one many want to think about. I'm brother, but I'll tell you what, I'm before the resurrection, there was a cross. I'm before the power was revealed, I am the raising from the dead. There had to be death. I'm brother, there had to be payment made in full. Thanks be unto God this morning. Jesus didn't come to establish a religion. Jesus wasn't the one that came to do this or that, brother. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. He come this morning to purchase for you and I our salvation today. When we couldn't do it, brother, it was beyond our reach, out of our grasp. There wasn't enough. I want you to look closely. I would love for you to read the book of Hebrews. You'll find where the remission is. Brother, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Brother, it takes that blood being applied out of your heart this morning, to purge you from all sin. Yes, my friend, the only remedy, the only sacrifice for sin today, the only remission for sin, is the blood of Jesus Christ, and it must be applied to each and every heart, each and every life. I'm brother, he died once and for all. He paid the price for you. But you must be willing to receive it and accept it. You must be willing this morning to take this great gift that God has offered unto you in his dear son Jesus. Yes, my friend, I make mistakes. Yes, my friend, sometimes I err in judgment. But brother Jesus is nailed to a cross to take away my sin. Brother, to relieve me of that guilt, of that curse. I'm brother, to make me a fit subject for the kingdom of God. I'm brother, this morning, where do you stand? Where are you right now? Not where do you want to be? Where do you hope to be? I'm brother, in a moment, in an instant, the other morning, at about 5:30 in the morning, 11 souls left this world. I'm brother, some were prepared, we understand. Some may not have been. I'm and brother, there wasn't time. To repent, there wasn't time. To have a prayer meeting, there wasn't water. To be baptized in. I'm brother, at that instant, at that moment, they left this world into eternity. Are you ready this morning? Have you been born again? Received and accepted Christ as your Savior? If not, would you before this day ends? God bless you. This is Brother Fred Baker.